so we're going to start from the Mishnah on Lamed Beis Lamed Beis. Okay, so again, we're still discussing various ways to place an Eruv Tchumen. So the Mishnah tells us, Nasnu ba'ilon l'mala me'asara tfachim ein eruvo eruv, l'mata me'asara tfachim eruvo eruv, Nasnu bebor afilu amok me'ama eruvo eruv. The Mishnah makes the following distinction. If I place my Eruv Tchumen on a tree, and the Eruv Tchumen is more than 10 tfachim in the air, so the Mishnah says that's not a valid Eruv Tchumen. If it's less than 10 tfachim in the air, then it is. If I put my Eruv Tchumen in a ditch, even if the ditch is 100 amos deep, that's still going to be a valid Eruv Tchumen. So the Gemara explains, Yosef Rabbi Chia Bar Abba, V'Rabbi Asi, V'Rava Bar Nasan, V'Yosef Rav Nachman Gabayu, V'Yasi V'Kamri. Hai Ilan Dekai Hecha. So all these Amorim are trying to figure out, where exactly is this tree located? Ilema Dekai B'Rishos Hayachid, Mali Lamala, Mali Lamata, Rishos Hayachid Olad L'Rakia. So if this tree is situated in a Rishos Hayachid, so then why does it matter if the Eruv Tchumen is above or beneath 10 Tfachim? It should be valid either way. Why? Because we have a principle in Halacha that's called Rishos Hayachid Ola Adla Rakia. That a Rishos Hayachid, the assumption is, it goes all the way up to the heavens. It goes all the way up to the sky. So no matter how high in the air you place your Eruv Tchumen, if it's situated in a Rishos Hayachid, it should be valid under all circumstances. Okay, so the Gemara says, V'yela Dekai B'Rishos Harabim Demiskavim Lishvos Hecha. So if you're going to tell me that the tree that we're talking about here is in a Rishos Harabim, so then the question becomes, so where exactly does this person want to establish their makom shvi? So where exactly do they want to be when Shabbos begins? Ilema deniskavin lishvos lamala huvei ruva b'makom echadu. If you're going to tell me that this guy wants to be, you know, let's say up in the tree on Shabbos, he wants to be more than 10 tfachim in the air when Shabbos begins. So then the fact that the eruv tchumen is above 10 tfachim should actually be valid because that's where he wants to be when Shabbos starts. Why are we automatically assuming that the fact that the Eruv Tchumen is above 10 Tfachim in the tree, why is that a problem? If the guy really wants to make his Makom Shvisa, make his place where Shabbos begins, where he's up in the tree somewhere, or where he's up in the air, so then that should be okay. So then the Gemara says, okay, so then the Gemara says, Elin is skaving lishvos lamata, v'hakam ishtamish ba'ilan. And on the other hand, if you're going to tell me that the guy is planning to make his Makom Shvisa on the ground, that's also a problem, because there's an Isser Durabanan, as we know from Mishnayis and Maseches Beitza. You're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. You're not allowed to lean on a tree. You're not allowed to use a tree. So if you're planning to, you know, to start Shabbos on the ground, so then of course putting your Eruv Tchumen up in the tree is not going to be valid. So what's the case here exactly? So says the Gemara, no. Liolam dekai b'rishos harabim, v'niskavim lishvos lamata, v'rebi da'amar kol davar shu mishum shvos, lo gazru alav ben hashmashos. Comes the Gemara and says that really the case is the tree is situated in the rishos harabim, and the person is planning to start Shabbos on the ground, and the only reason why this Eruv Tchumen is valid is because we follow the Shita of Rebbe. What does Rebbe say? Rebbe says that anything which is an Isra Durabanan, like not using a tree on Shabbos, for example, Chazal never instituted that Isra Durabanan during Bein Hashmashos. This is a big machlokas that appears in a few places in Masech Shabbos. We actually mentioned it already briefly before in the Masechta as well, which is the question of when Chazal say that something is Usher on Shabbos, when there's an Isra Durabanan on Shabbos, when does that Isser Durabanan begin? Does it begin during Bein Hashmashos, or does it begin only after Tzeis HaKuchavim? So according to Rebbe holds that any Isser Durabanan on Shabbos only begins after Tzeis HaKuchavim. It does not start during Bein Hashmashos, which basically means that because an Eruv Tchumen establishes itself, or establishes where you live for Shabbos during Bein Hashmashos, and Rebbe happens to hold that Isurei Durabanan do not apply during Bein Hashmashos, going into Shabbos, therefore you can in fact create a valid Eruv Tchumen in a tree, even though you're going to be situated on the ground when Shabbos begins. So the Gemara comments on this, Amar Luhu Rav Nachman Yishar, V'chein Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said, that's exactly what Shmuel said. Shmuel came up with the same point, the same distinction, that because we assume that Isurei Durabanan don't apply during Bein Hashmashos, therefore, it's considered a valid Eruv Tchumen. So Amru Le Pasrisu Bakule Hai. So the Talmidim from Eretz Yisrael, the Chachamim from Eretz Yisrael turned around and they said, is that how you're explaining the Mishnah? It seems like such a dochak reading of the Mishnah. So they said, no, in Hunami Hachikapasri. They said, what do you mean? You yourself, the Chachmei Eretz Yisrael, you also gave the same interpretation. You just said that, you know, Shmuel also said the same thing. So the Gemara says, no, Ela Hachi Amri Le Kviasu Le B'Gemara. The Chachmei Eretz Yisrael were asking, the Chachmei Bavel, did you establish this answer as a mainstream halakha answer? In other words, did you take this approach that we just quoted from Rebbe, from Shmuel, to say that Isurei Durabanan for Shabbos don't apply during Bina Hashmashos, and that's why the Erev Tchumen is valid. So Amrulei Ein. So they said, yeah, that's exactly what we did. We took this position and we codified it and established it as normative halacha, and that's in fact the din. The din is that if you're planning to start Shabbos on the ground and you put your Erev Tchumen in the tree, as long as it's not more than 10 tfachim in the air, then you're fine. That's a valid Erev Tchumen. You're not allowed to use a tree on Shabbos. Okay, but it's only in Isur Durabanan. And as we just said, Isur Durabanan for Shabbos don't begin during Bina Hashmashos. They only start, according to Rebbe at least, only after Tesach Kochavim. And the Gemara, in fact, corroborates this. Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel, Hacha Be'ilon Ha'omed Bereshus HaRabim Askinon Gavoa Asara V'Racha V'Arba'a V'Niskavim Lishvos Lamata V'Rebbe Da'amar Kol Dover Shum Yishum Shvos Lo Gazru Ala Bina Hashmashos. Again, the Gemara gives the same kind of answer here. Again, we're talking about a tree that's situated in the Rishus HaRabim. It's 10 Tfachim high and it's 4 Tfachim wide. So the fact that it's 10 by 4 basically makes it into a Rishus HaYachid, because we know that those are the dimensions for a Rishus HaYachid. 10 Tfachim high and 4 Tfachim wide. And his intention is to start Shabbos on the ground. That would be considered a valid Erev Tchumen again, that because that reflects the Shita of Rebbe, as we just pointed out, because Rebbe holds that Isurei Durabanan for Shabbos do not begin during Bein HaShmashos. They only start at Tzeisa Kochavim. And therefore, your Erev Tchumen would be valid, because again, the Erev Tchumen also goes into effect during Bein HaShmashos. So this is all one theory, one approach that's given by Rebbe. However, Amar Rava, Lo Shanu Ela Be'ilon Ha'omed Chutz Le'ibura Shelir, Aval Ilon Ha'omed Besochi Bura Shelir, Afilu Lamala Me'asara Hareza Erev, the Masa Kamanda Mal Yadam. It comes Rava and qualifies everything that we just said. Rava says that this notion that I can start Shabbos on the ground, put my Erev Tchumen in the tree and say that that's okay, that's assuming that this tree is only standing Chutz Le'ibura Shelir. What does that mean exactly? The Ibura Shelir basically referred to the outskirts of the city, which in Halacha is basically beyond a radius of 70 and two-thirds amos. Again, where that number comes from, we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the Masechta. But basically, if this tree is situated beyond the outskirts of the city, then you have to rely on all of these distinctions and all of these halachos, right? In other words, you have to be on the ground and you have to assume, like Rebbe, that Isurei Durabanan don't begin during Bein HaShmashos. However, if the tree is within the outskirts of the city, and certainly within the actual confines of the city itself, so then the Gemara says that's a valid Eruv no matter what, right? Even if the Eruv Tchumen is more than 10 Tfachim in the air, that's okay, because the Gemara invokes this principle called Masa Kamanda Mal Yadami. The city is almost filling up the earth by the tree. In other words, what that basically means is that when the tree is situated within the confines of the city, or at least the outskirts of the city, we view the earth or the dirt around the tree as if it's raised up to the point where your Erev Tchumen is situated, and we don't halachically consider it as if it's even 10 tfachim in the air, or more than 10 tfachim in the air. We view it as if it's on the ground. So in other words, this whole distinction that we've been mentioning, this whole notion that according to Rebbe that Shabbos, that the Rabbanans don't start during Bein HaShmashos, that this is going to pose a problem, that's only if the tree is beyond the confines of the city. The tree is within the confines of the city, or at least within the outskirts of the city. So then Rebbe says, even if the Erev Tchumen is above 10 Tfachim in the air, that's also okay. That's also going to be a valid Erev Tchumen. Okay. So now the Gemara pushes back. The Gemara says, Ihachi, Chutz Le'ibura Shel Yernami, Kevan De'amar Rava, Hanose Ne'ruvo Yeshlo Arba Amos, Havila Rishus Hayachid, Rishus Hayachid Ola Adla Rakia. So comes the Gemara, comes Rava, and pushes back on this. He says, well, hang on one second. Why is the Gemara coming? Why is Rava coming to qualify the statement that we made from Rebbe by saying that this halacha of Rebbe is only true if the tree is within the confines of the city, but if it's beyond the confines of, I'm sorry, if it's beyond the confines, but if it's within the confines of the city, then even if it's above 10 tfachim, then it's a valid Erev Tchumen. The problem is that even if the tree is beyond the confines of the city, the Erev Tchumen should still be valid if it's above 10 tfachim. Why? Because Rava also happens to say that when a person begins Shabbos, wherever they are, their Makom Shavisa, they also have their Arba Amos. This is true in general. If a person finds themselves stuck somewhere outside of the Tchum on Shabbos, so you're allowed to walk within four Amos. You can walk because that's considered to be your personal space. So the Gemara says, so hang on one second, now that you've told me that I have a personal space of four Amos, that should certainly qualify as a Rishus HaYachid. And once you've told me that my personal space is considered a Rishus HaYachid, so now that should go all the way up to the heavens, and therefore no matter how high in the air I place my Erev Tchumen, it should still be valid, even if this tree is situated beyond the confines of the city. That would seem to be a against the qualification that Rava just gave a second ago. So how does Gemara resolve this? So Amar Rav Yitzchak Berei de Rav Misharshia Hacha Beilan Hanota Chutz LaArba Amos Askinan the Neskavim Lishvos BeIkaro says Gemara. No, the case is as follows: I have a tree, and the tree, the branches go up straight, and then all of a sudden the branches start to jut outwards, and the part of the branches that stick outwards are actually more than 4 amos away from the base of the tree. And I decide that I want to start Shabbos under the tree. So now the problem is that if I place my Erev Tchumen on the parts of the branches that are sticking out more than 4 amos away from the base of the tree, that is no longer covered by my definition of a Rishos Hayachid, because I'm putting it on a part of the tree that's branching out too far. So now the Gemara says that could potentially be problematic. So now the Gemara says, Umay Lamalo, Umay Lamata. So what did the Gemara mean when it said that that the Erev Tchumen is above or beneath 10 Tfachim? The Gemara says, no, that means Dahadar Zakif. That means that, in other words, basically there's kind of a progression of the way that the branches are set up. So first the branches go up straight, then they start to jut out beyond 4 amos, and then they come back and continue straight after they jut out. So in other words, if you place the Erev Tchumen on the part of the branches that are jutting out more than 4 amos from the base of the tree, and you want to start Shabbos underneath the tree, so the Gemara says that's going to be a problem. In other words, the implication of this Gemara very clearly is that if I'm under a regular tree where the branches are not sticking out more than 4 amos, then even if that tree is situated outside the confines of the city, I should still be allowed to place my Erev Tchumen more than 10 Tfachim in the air. That's the implication. The only time that it's an issue to place it more than 10 Tfachim is in this crazy case where the branches jut out and come back. That's the only case where you have to make sure they're within 10 Tfachim. But if it's a normal tree where the branches are not jutting out so far, they're still within 4 amos of the trunk of the tree, then it sounds like everyone would agree that even placing it above 10 Tfachim is going to still be okay. So the Gemara says, well, hang on a second. V'ha'yibay ma'yisila derechalav. But why don't we say that you can simply bring the Erev Tchumen via the branches or the leaves of the tree? Why is that not a valid way of setting up the Erev Tchumen? Meaning, even if the branches are sticking out more than 4 amos from the trunk of the tree, and even if it's above 10 Tfachim in the air, but since, again, as we keep pointing out, a Rishus Hayachid goes all the way up to the heavens, it should still be considered a valid Erev Tchumen. So says the Gemara, no. The Gemara says, Kisharabim Mechatvin Olav, Uchid Ula, Da'amar Ula, Amut Tisha This is a famous case of Ula. We've actually mentioned this case in the very beginning of Masechta Shabbos, where basically, imagine that the area where the person is situated, let's say there's some kind of a platform that's in the middle of the Rishus HaRabim, but it's only 9 Tfachim. So 9 Tfachim is not enough, because normally, for an area to be considered a Rishus HaYachid, as we pointed out, it needs to be 4 by 10 Tfachim. So if it's only 9 Tfachim, then it's still considered to be part of the Rishus HaRabim. But let's say it happens to be a place where many people stop by to adjust their loads that are on their shoulder. The Gemara says that platform, that area, has the status of a regular Rishus HaRabim, which means that if a person were to, let's say, stand in a Rishus HaYachid and throw a ball onto that platform, they would be Chayiv Skila for that. That's an Isser D'Oraisa, to throw it onto that platform, because it's considered to be part of the Rishus HaRabim if the ball came to rest on that platform. So the Gemara says the reason why, in our case, we're insisting on making sure the Erev Tchumen is within 10 Tfachim of the ground is because this is basically the halachic equivalent of a Rishus HaRabim. You don't have the ability, you don't have the right to say, oh, let me put the Erev Tchumen on the branches that are sticking out more than 4 amos, or put it above 10 Tfachim in the air. That's not going to work. It's not going to cut it here, because here we're viewing this part of the tree, we're viewing this area as being a Rishus HaRabim, and if that's the case, it has to be within 10 Tfachim of the ground, because once you get above 10 Tfachim, it's a separate Rishus. So if it's in a separate Rishus, that's not going to act as a valid Erev Tchumen. Okay, so...